No, pet. You must stay here. For your own well-being. Enough! Your inability to just sit and obey is extremely frustrating. And you are not even hearing what I am saying now, are you? Well, I'm glad you can find the humor in my suffering.
I am not laughing at you. I am laughing at myself. It is just... How old am I now?
Well, you're about...
Don't answer that. It was rhetorical. It amuses me that I am this old and still have not learned.
Learned about?
I say to myself, you know, before I leave, I say to myself, visiting the Countess will be lovely. I could use the relaxation.
I see you remain eternally the optimist.
The fool, you mean? Oh, after all these times, I should know better. Relaxing with you. When has it ever been?
Oh, come now. Didn't we have good times? Remember, traveling all through Europe?
Oh, how could I forget? All those pitchforks and torches.
We got away, didn't we?
Oh, yes. Nothing more serene than fleeing from an angry mob. You know it's true. I have known you longer than anyone, my friend. Nothing with you is ever relaxing. In the best possible way, of course.
Of course. I'm glad to hear that you remain in good spirits, despite this unpleasant circumstance.
It is just my nature. And you have done so much for me over the years. If I can help you, I am grateful for the opportunity. I would do anything for you, my sire. My friend.
I would do anything for you as well, my dear.
So you say. But you won't let me kill Venus. Maybe the necromancer will do it for us, eh?
Perhaps. I'll make sure to let you know.
Let me know. I will be there to enjoy it with my own eyes.
No. Not this time. I need you to stay behind tomorrow. For me.
Surely you're joking. No, I will not. We fight together.
I need you here to watch over them.
The Janes are doing a good job of that, no? Just chain the little snake up in the basement. They will live.
Yes, they will live. But I may not. If the worst happens. If I am ended. I need you here to care for them.
I understand your concern, but they are only mortal. I was with you when I was born, truly born. And if this is going to be the end, I should be there with you too.
And I appreciate your loyalty more than you could ever know. But if we both should perish in the fight, they would die here. Slowly, painfully. This mortal may be a thorn in my side at times, but I care for them. Too much to let them suffer like that.
I see.
I do have another favor to ask, if you are amenable.
A greater favor than this?
Possibly, for you. If my pet should regain their wits, if I am gone, please take them to the village and set them free. Do not eat them. For me.
I do not know if I could do that. Of course I will. What is important to you is important to me. I will respect your wishes, even if I do not understand them. You are different, Countess.
Too soft,
See? For the humans. But hard, too. And you must be. You cannot die. I cannot imagine a world without you in it. No matter how far apart, we are connected.
Too far, my friend. Too far.
It is not by my choosing, Countess. You know this.
Yes. And perhaps after everything. Everything I've been through. Perhaps it is a sign.
Do not tell me you're becoming spiritual now.
Maybe I am. I've spent so many years here, in this forest. But it does not bring me the happiness it once did. So many painful memories. I think it's time for a change, don't you?
You really want to know what I think?
Of course.
Fuck this place.
My thoughts exactly. If I survive this, then? Well, then we can decide what happens next. If you'll have me.
Oh, I wasn't aware I had a choice when it comes to you.
Of course you have a choice, my dear. The right one, or the wrong one.
I hope you're making the right one.
So do I, Carmelina. Oh, and Carmelina, if I don't make it, and Venus does, then you may kill her.
Oh, Countess, you always know how to cheer me up.
Don't mention it.
How much longer is this trek again? It's taking forever.
If it's such a bother, go home. I didn't ask you to accompany me.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't miss this for the world. Besides, you left Parmigiana behind, and I thought you might be lonely.
You know, we spoke about you earlier. She hopes you'll die.
Oh, and the feeling's mutual.
At this moment, I have to agree with Carmelina. You are a massive pain in my ass. And because of you, we're running behind schedule.
Oh, don't you even try and blame me. You're the one who took 500 years saying goodbye to the little cheese wheel. Not all of us have the time to waste. Not when there's magic users to kill.
You're awfully chipper, all things considered. You aren't worried about dying.
Worried? Oh, honey, look at this face. And do you see any wrinkles? And no, because this is not the face of a warrior.
Yes, because that isn't your face. It's the face of some poor, unsuspecting child you consumed.
Hey, finders keepers. Besides, it wasn't like she was going to use it anymore. And it's done wonders for my diet.
You're late.
Some people have no sense of time.
Did you bring it? Of course.
Excellent. Come in then, please. And we can get started. You are late.
So I've heard.
Set the materials on the table, please. So we may begin. Yes, this all seems to be in order. My love, my apprentice, bring the cauldron to me. The small one. Thank you. You, Wolf, muddle this for me.
Muddle?
It's a big word for smash.
Oh, one of you. Light the fire, please.
Making soup? What? You don't smell it, seriously?
You wouldn't want to eat this. Trust me. We are trusting you. That's why we're here.
And I am grateful for it. And grateful that you took the time to procure the items necessary for the spell.
It is worth it. And if it will fix things...
I hope it will fix things.
So do I. Thank you, Wolf. That should be fine. I only need a pinch. The ingredients. And they are difficult to source. The spell is even more difficult to cast. With good reason. Magic this strong, easily created, would be very dangerous.
With great power comes great responsibility.
In a manner of speaking. This salve that I am creating, that we are creating, it has enough strength to empower one weapon. Only one. To end this nightmare. Who among you has brought a weapon?
I am a weapon, like...
No, Venus.
Show her. Here. See? We have this sharpened spear stick. It is very good at catching fish. And battling monsters that would try and consume you. A stick?
It will do. Bring it to me.
Seriously? Did having potions all day give you brain damage? This necromancer is OP as fuck, and you want us to poke him to death?
This salve imbues the weapon with dampening abilities.
Damp? Like... moist?
To put it in layman's terms, it cuts through spells. Like a hot knife through butter.
Or a stick through a necromancer.
A counterspell, essentially. And a powerful one. One that I cannot cast alone. My apprentice, will you assist? The spell requires two to cast. It will be very draining on both of us. In truth, I may not survive it. And if I do not, at least I will not die selfishly. I have lived like that for too long. After this spell has been completed, I will be unable to help you any further. If I live at all, I will be far too weak. So, I will leave you with these words. Fight well. Succeed where I have failed. Put right what I have wronged. End it once and for all. We will. Now, drip the warm salve over the weapon and recite the incantation. Apprentice, are you ready? Good. Solve vinculum conterum Claepius ad prohibere fluxus industria finem dorminus beneficia indignus miam remala immunda exuere nudam et in obem dere linguas vos obtestor imbeciles imbeciles imbeciles.
Oh no, magic human, is she?
She still lives, for now.
Okay, just hear me out for one second. If I eat her heart...
No, Venus.
Would it give me magical powers? Stop trying to eat people!
That is very rude.
I'm just... She's not gonna be using it, and... Okay, fine. I'm sorry I asked.
So, it is done. The weapon is ready. As we must be.
It still just looks like a stick to me. It is more than just a stick. It is a sharpened spear stick.
A necromancer killing sharpened spear stick. Perhaps it will come to that. Perhaps he can be reasoned with.
You've been huffing potions too?
Either way, it's time. Let's do this. Let's end things. We are going to muddle him.
Yeah, why not? Let's go.